Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Not productive, that's what it's not.
He needs to rest.
But we're productive right here on the edge, guys. We're doing the most. It is me and Jeanette Chasworth. We're talking about some stuff besides asthma and cold and hay fever. We're talking about color and energy and movement and texture and how to bring your personality out. Because look at me. I'm just, you know, I want to be colorful. Because Jeanette was coming. She's going to help me with one of the rooms that I have. I'm redesigning a room in my house. It's a blank canvas, and I want her to help me get some inspiration. See those colors in the back? Those are my colors. Earth tones, oranges, yellows, rust. How to bring that together in a warm, inviting space. But it's a small space, so I don't want too much furniture. But she does all of that and then some. I love that necklace, too, girls. Wearing me out.
Thank you.
All right. So she's here with us on the Edge Brains. Check her out. Jeanette Chasworth, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm so excited to be here. And I love all your colors. Thank you for dressing colorfully for me.
I know. And we both have gaps.
We do.
You know what? See, people say close it. Are you kidding me? Everybody don't have one of these, okay?
I've been told not to. I'm like, I don't know. It's just there. It's just part of me.
You. It gives you character. So tell us a little bit more about your character. How do you show up in the world, Jeanette?
How do I show up in the world? I love change. For me, interior design is all about transforming people's lives.
Wow.
It's not just about making it pretty. Let's face it. There's a lot of people that can make it pretty. I go into a home and I want to see not just how can I make it pretty, but how can I improve somebody's life? And part of that is by the way the furniture is put together. It's by having the right colors around them, because you can have a pretty color, but it doesn't mean it's the right color for you. Mm. And there's trends out there. And if your colors happen to follow the trends, grab on and buy, because that's the time to buy.
Okay.
When your colors are in trend. And
I think they're in trend now.
They're in trend, yeah. There's some really cool colors. Blues are coming out. Coral is really big.
Mm-hmm.
Gray is finally beginning to slip away again.
Well, the thing with gray, I redid my daughter's place. And yeah. I did it with the basic color was gray because that's what all the furniture was. After COVID, you couldn't find any colors. There was no custom making anything. And whatever was out there was out on some cargo ship and couldn't get in. But I tricked it out with some splashes of pops of yellow.
Yeah.
You know, or turquoise, just to kind of bring that gray so it's not so muted, you know? And it depends. You got to have the right kind of gray.
So gray came in because it made people feel safe. And so if you think about, like, after 9/11, everybody wanted to be close to the ground. Brown was really popular. So when 2008 hit, if you heard it once, you heard it 1,000 times. I felt like the ground got pulled out from underneath me. And so you look at the earth's sediment, what's under dirt? It's rock, it's granite. So that's why the gray came in, as to make people feel safe. And the clients I've had that want gray, almost every single one has said, I love gray. It just makes me feel so safe. Now, for those people, gray is a good color, but it's not good for everybody. And we've gone too far with it, I think, because everybody's getting gray. And
again, that was all that was in the store was gray.
Well, so you didn't know where to shop.
But you know, okay, now we'll talk about shopping in just a minute, because you can go on these online places and you see the most tricked out modern stuff. But then when you get it to your house, the dimensions are not right. You haven't really looked at the layout. So brains, when you buy furniture, believe and trust. Take a measuring tape.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was over these friends of mine's house and they were struggling trying to get the brand new bed. They couldn't get the bed up the stairs.
you got to really look at houses. I don't go anywhere without a tape measure. And I have one in my car and one in my purse. And there's always extras because I forget them once in a while. But I don't go anywhere. And people don't know how to space plan. That's one of the biggest things I see is mistakes in space planning. And I've heard that story. Oh, we bought this. We loved it. It doesn't fit in the house. It doesn't fit our room. And so that's one thing as a designer I do. I do what they call redesign, which is using what you have and making the most out of it. So that's one of the services that I offer. And very simple things, just measure everything out beforehand. I'm happy to help you with how to space plan.
But and I love to do that too. And you know what? Accent. Okay, brains, you can get a couple nice, you know, basic pieces of furniture and trick it out and spend a little bit more with the, as my daughter says, the accoutrements. I like that word. You know, you can get a nice vase, or you can get a wicked lamp, or you can get a rug. You can spend a couple $100 on that because it's going to be the focal point. It is going to be the thing that when people walk in, you know, are they still doing a lot of feng shui, Jeanette? Because that was real big. That was real popular. You know, you had to have something red facing the east and all this whole vibe. Are they still doing that?
Feng shui has been around for thousands of years and it's not going anywhere. Is it trendy right now? I don't know. What I do, I deal with the color of energy and I deal with energy of the space in the house. So I don't actually do feng shui. I say I know enough to be dangerous and not enough to do any good is what I say with feng shui. I've studied it a little bit. It's not something fun for me. That being said, where I come from is actually a wardrobing technique that has to do with reflecting your energy. And so I've worked with a few feng shui people, and in the end, we come up with the same thing. So it's a different way. It's still energy. You still want it to have good vibes.
And yeah, so you don't have to go through the whole ritual. You know, I get that. But yeah. Where do you begin? Okay, so you know, you come into a space. Yes. I went into a space, into this place. And I imagined what that space was going to look like. I closed my eyes and just really visualized it. But I wanted to embrace the room. Right. Was there enough light coming in there? What was the ventilation? Would plants be happy there? You know, do you want to mount your TV or don't mount it? Sometimes people overdo it too. You go in somebody's house and they have tchotchkes up the wazoo. And it's nothing but dust magnets. I like to go into a clean, airy space.
You can't see when they have too many tchotchkes either. So what I do when I go into a room, the first thing I do is I listen to the house. I listen to what does the room feel like? And like my thing's energy, the energy colors in there, the energy of the space, the energy of each piece of furniture, the shapes, the textures, the styles, each has an energy to it. So I'm reading that. So, and does it match with my client? So that's what I'm looking at. And then like, okay, what do we need to do? Is this something, what am I there for? Am I there for a complete change or am I there to just make it better with what they have? So those are the key things I'm looking at. If I'm going in there for redesign, I'm looking at what else is in the house? What can I do? Where else is not working? Can I borrow from here? Can I borrow from there?
Oh, that's cool. I do that too. I'll change the pictures from room to room or, you know, even the furniture. Sometimes I put the couch and the chair, you know, mixed it up, but that's when you kind of have a flow in a house. Do you think you should have a flow or a theme, or does it just match? Should it just be, you know, for that individual room? You know what I mean?
Form follows function, first of all. What is the function of the room? If it's your office, it's got to have a good flow for an office. If it's your living room, it's got to have a good flow for your living room. Mm. So yes, there does need to be a flow. And that's where the magic of color can come in, because you put together a palette and that palette doesn't have to be, oh, everything has to be gray or blue or green or whatever color, but you can mix other colors in with that. So maybe if you think about it in percentages, so let's say you're doing a room, blue, white, and some yellow. Okay. So maybe you've got one room and it's all blue walls and you've got white and yellow accents. Well, you might go into the next room and maybe that room's all yellow and you've got blue and white accents. Mm. So you can play with a palette and it can still go together and have that flow, but it doesn't have to all be the same color. Mm-hmm. And you can use each color has a different effect on how we feel and how we think. So you can use those colors to actually make your space better. A lot of us are working from home right now. Mm-hmm. So yellow is a color that helps you to be creative. It also is a color that helps you to be happier and more friendly. So if you've got a position where you want to be more creative or you want to be more friendly and feel happier, you may want to work in that yellow room. We've got laptops. You can go from room to room. Another, maybe you've got something where you, maybe you're doing more accountant stuff. You need something that involves trust. You need something that keeps you calm. I know I need calm when I'm doing accounting because I
I know what you mean. You don't want to see red.
But doing it, I can tear my hair out, right?
I know. So peace and synchronicity, but also textiles. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the feel. Okay, let's start with the blind, the window treatment.
Yes.
Brains, I love curtains. I still love curtains because folks can't see through them. But I like the blinds also, too, if you keep them clean.
Well, there's the
classic. What's the trends on window shades?
There's the classic. People want privacy and light. And there are several ways that you can do that. One is blinds, wood blinds, vinyl blinds. You can use silhouettes, which are fabric blinds. They're very pretty.
Oh, I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you still get that. They look just like blinds, but they're fabric. They're sheer and they're very soft and pretty. Another thing you can do is they have a honeycomb shade. So half of it is can be either dark out. I'm sorry. Half of it can be blackout, mm-hmm. and half of it can either be sheer or it can be a light filtering. So you can choose from any of those three and you can have some privacy and light. So that's another option.
Are people still doing draperies or are draperies outdated?
No, people are still doing draperies. They've gotten a lot simpler. We're not doing a lot of valances. Ripple fold is really what you're seeing most of the time. But fabrics are like the jewelry. You know, when we get dressed, you don't just put on a shirt and pants and that's it.
Right, right.
You know, you do the jewelry, you do the makeup, you put the hat on or the scarf or, you know, our glasses, our rings. I mean, all of these things make the outfit.
Accoutrements.
So, yeah. So when you're looking at your house, your window treatments are a big part of the room. And because it's a place that more people are willing to be adventurous in color, mm-hmm. and patterns. So that can be a place to start as far as what am I going to base the room around? So the walls can be a solid color and they're just there to accent the drapes. And then everything else can follow that. So I always say you got to fall in love with one thing first. That can be a pillow. That can be a picture.
I was just going to talk about pillows. Yeah. Pillows and pictures.
It can be draperies. It can be anything, but that one thing can create your palette for the rest of the room.
Right. And again, pillows, they seem to be expensive when you kind of look at them, but they're going to last for a long time. And a $16 pillow, that's a focal point on a basic black, gray, white, green couch can trick it out and change the whole feeling inside of the room. And it's comforting and it's warm and inviting when you can snuggle up to a pillow. You know, I like that. Also paintings. Now, artwork is very subjective. And I am beyond the point of looking at images of people. I'm in the abstracts right now. You can pull so much color out of there. You can pull so much texture out of there. And you can really be adventurous. When you were talking about draperies and window treatment, if you get a basic drape, get you some really nice rods with the big bowl handles on them. I've seen them with the crystal. Yeah, you know, you can do little things that just give such a pop to a room. What are people doing with flooring now? You know, flooring is a big deal. They're away from carpeting because they don't want the dander and the dust. Right. But they have these laminate floors that look just like wood tile or their tile floors. What's going on with flooring?
Oh, the wood tile, the wood look in tile and in laminate floors is huge. If you go looking for a vinyl floor, the LVT, the luxury vinyl tile, all wood. Finding something that looks like tile is really hard. But we like that warmth of the wood. We like the naturalness of the wood. And the luxury vinyl tile or the wood or the actual ceramic tile, porcelain tile, there's a convenience there that we need as well. So it's the best of both worlds.
But you, Brains, you have a wood floor and the first thing you do is go buy a rug. You know they do, Janet. You know they do. They put it right up under the table.
Well, the rugs help create a room delineation. It also keeps it cozy.
Okay.
And I walk barefoot around my house all the time. I don't understand wearing shoes in the house, personally. You know, so you want something soft under your feet and you want something warm, you know? So having a rug underneath the bed and the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, cold feet, that's not fun.
Right.
We live in California here, so it's not as big a deal as other parts of the country, but you want your feet to hit something warm and not cold in the morning.
Now, how long have you been in this space and what brought you into the color arena and interior design?
I have been in the interior design field since I was 26. So that's, I don't know, over 25 years.
Wow.
And I've been interior design all my life, really. My mother had polio when she was young. And so she was constantly moving the house around to deal with her issues. But part of it was to make life better for us as well. And she would get bored. And she thought, well, I'm never moving out of this house. And since most people change their furniture, their houses around every 7 years, they might move. She says, it's normal to change the house around every 7 weeks. So my sister and I were her crew. We'd get up on a Saturday morning, girls, we're going to move this. We're going to paint this. And we just had a lot of fun doing it. And when I was 25, I was in a publishing and there were 8 babies born in my department and I didn't have any. So I got to see what everybody did. And I knew that this was not where I wanted to go.
Right.
And I took a class in interior design at the local community college. And I fell head over heels in love. That was it.
Wow.
And I got my degree from FIDM, Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. And the rest, as I say, is history. No regrets. I've had a blast in this career. And I've got to do so many things. You know, I've written book. I get to do things like this. I get to do all kinds of different styles of houses and things that I wouldn't live in.
All different kinds of budgets. What's the biggest budget you've had? Just where the sky is the limit. You could just do what you wanted.
I think it was $500,000. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were they happy afterwards?
Oh, they were very happy. Very happy.
And I know you just had the best time shopping.
Oh, it was awesome. Well, a lot of that, some of that's construction. So when I say 500,000, I mean, if there's construction in there, my part goes down. But yes, there was a lot of very good shopping there and we had a lot of fun.
Do you do the entire house? Do you do
everything?
Wow.
So remodels, bathrooms, kitchens, draperies, floors, furniture, custom furniture. Let me see if I can show you a few things.
Hold on. Let me see. We got to share our screen here.
No. I'm just going to change my background here. Okay. So this was a piece. I'm going to block myself out for a second.
Okay.
This was a piece that I love and it still gives me goosebumps to this day.
It's gorgeous.
So this is a bookcase that's 14 feet wide, 8 feet tall. My client was Japanese American and she wanted to honor both parts of her heritage. And she had these boring bookcases there. And she looked at me, she says, Jeanette, what would you do? And it was one of those, you know, creative sparks. I love those. And I looked at her and I said, what if we take a tansu chest and blow it out? And she was like, yes. So this was all my design. This was the same client. I designed these bookshelves for her. I don't believe in boring bookcases. They should be very interesting. They tell stories of the world And they deserve something interesting as well. This is a bigger, this is all custom. This was my design too.
Oh, that's so gorgeous.
This is a custom designed molding. And you see those dark pieces. Those are actually insets. And it's a different stain there as well. And this looks like it's walnut or something. It's not. It's actually alderwood, which is a less expensive wood. But the finish on it is richer and really beautiful. So that's the kinds of things I can do. Here's another bookcase that I designed.
Wow.
So it's fun doing something like that where...
So you sketch it out for the individuals and then they, you have your workmen go ahead and craft it out and make it out?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
It is absolutely beautiful. Lighting is so important. That's one of the challenges that I have in my living room. I want a chandelier, not maybe a crystal chandelier, but I want a focal piece.
Oh, yeah.
And I have no idea. Okay, so in this one room, I only want 4 pieces of furniture. I want a big wraparound couch. I want a table. I want a tricked out light. And I don't know, maybe a chair. I don't want a lot of stuff. I just want it to be comfortable. Now, when you sit on some of these couches, Brains, you order this stuff online and you get it. Oh, that's gorgeous. You get in some of these pieces of furniture and they're too soft or too lumpy. You know, when you're in, had to sneeze there. When you are in one of these spaces, you want to be comfortable. When you're in a living room, per se, what kind of things really set the mood for comfort?
So everybody has different tastes on comfort. And some of that has to do with our bodies. So if I'm dealing with somebody who's older, typically older people, and I get a lot of people who are over 70, their ability to get in and out of a chair, if it's too soft, it's not there. They need arms and they need to have it be more firm so that they're not having to squish in because they can't get out. So that's one of the things I look at. I look at their physical capability, period. Because you can be young and have the same problems. It doesn't matter. I'm also aging in place specialist. And I've only had one client who actually really needed it. And she was 40. She was a gym instructor, super healthy, but she went skiing. And guess what? She tore her knee. So she was in a wheelchair for 8 months. She was in a wheelchair while her knee repaired. So it was really fortunate that her home was equipped to deal with the wheelchair. Because if she'd been in her old house, she would have been stuck in the living room, wouldn't have been able to use the restroom, wouldn't have been able to go in her kitchen, wouldn't have been able to do anything. So it makes a big difference. And something to look at when you're remodeling is to make sure that it does suit your whole life.
Well, Jeanette, you have been a wealth of information and bright color spot. Yes, you have. Thank you so much for giving us information on interior design, what to look for. Brains, pick colors that resonate with your heart, with your spirit, that make you happy. Go into this living room as if you were going into a fine hotel, someplace that you would relish, or go into your bedroom, a fine hotel, again, where you would just be able to relax, or go into your kitchen where you want to host everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell my Brains how to get in contact with you to get more information. Have a consultation because they're doing things virtually now, Brains.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I am the Color Whisperer and you can find me at thecolorwhisperer.com. You need all 3 words and my phone number is there. My email's there. Please reach out to me. I would love to be able to help you. I do virtual consultations as well as in-person, whichever one fits for what your needs are. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Brains. And I need you to go and get your house together. Visit mine first, okay? All right, yep, here's to you, Jeanette. You're the best. Talk to you later, Brains.